It's Success Happens on 930 WFMD, a discussion with leaders who share their pathways to success. Success Happens with your host, Jen Charlton.
Good morning and welcome to a glorious day at Success Happens. It's so great to have you guys with me. Bob and I are laughing and carrying on because it's been one of those mornings. But, you know, we all have them, right? So, and it beats the alternatives. So I am so grateful to be here and so grateful for the opportunity. And to be, you know, to talk to you all and share with you some of my thoughts. And today's going to be a little bit different just because we're coming up on, as you all know, because you can tell from all the signs, the primary election is just several weeks away now. We're in early voting, so get out the vote. You guys, get out the vote. And, you know, in doing this, preparation for the show and some of the conversations I've had this week, there's been some real challenges, again, because this isn't new. It goes on, you know, this idea of what do you got to do to win? You know, at all costs, you know, and some, unfortunately, some people are really willing to break the rules. And I don't even mean the hard, steadfast rules, like where you put your signs, which has been a big brouhaha in town this year. You know, make sure you don't put them on the right of ways or whatnot, whatever those rules are. Someone's welcome to call in and educate us about those rules. But, you know, this idea that there's soft rules, and we call them ethics. And this idea that there's ways that things should be done. And they're probably not going to throw you in jail if you don't do it that way. But it's really, well, in some cases, just flat out nasty. Right? And so we have some folks we're going to talk to today about this issue. So apparently there have been some mailings. And, you know, everybody knows I'm a marketing person. So I'm all about, I'll call it inspiring the consumer in my consumer marketing background to buy stuff. You want to inspire them. How do you inspire people to do something you want them to do? Well, that's different than manipulating somebody to do something they don't realize what's happening. I'll call it the unsuspecting consumer. So when you're manipulating people, that's nasty. When you're inspiring people to do what you're asking them to do because there's an opportunity for them and they're making a clear choice, that's authentic. And so we're going to talk about these basic principles of marketing inside this nasty world of politics. And so the other thing I want to say is, you know, in this two-party system, which I'm more and more probably less a fan of, frankly, because I think a lot of people get left out of the process, particularly in the primaries, because in the primaries, what I think happens is it becomes so polarized and you want your far right people because your middle of the road people are either independents. They're probably afraid to register to one party or the other. And I learned this knocking on doors, talking to voters. So this is not an uninformed position that I have. And they say, you know what, I'm unregistered, or I'm unaffiliated rather, and or I'm registered independent, because for people,
I don't know.
Well,
hello. Sorry. So for people that are for some professional reasons choosing not to affiliate in Maryland, because we have so many federal contractors and so many federal employees, and frankly a lot of state employees, you know, people may choose not to affiliate for professional reasons. And you got to respect that, because see what happens when people don't like your politics. It can get pretty ugly. So unfortunately, probably for today, you're going to hear more of me yapping than other people. But we do have Senator Huff's going to be calling in shortly. And that will be an opportunity to kind of get his perspective, given he's in an uncontested race. And the other piece I'd like to share is, so this idea of not manipulating the voters is really important to me, because when you're trying to hire somebody for an important leadership role, that this is, you know, in any form of state position representing you in your district, but not only representing you, and I really want to get this out there, you guys, not only representing you, It's a voice that represents your, if you will, group's philosophy in Annapolis, because you got to have a majority of votes. So if the woman or man representing a particular belief system comes from Wicomico County, and you have that belief system and you want that to get through Annapolis, you need to be supporting that candidate. It makes it a little more complicated. You know, it's interesting where I'm working now. I have this amazing boss. And this idea of matrix management, we think so linear. We think so within our box. We think so within our district, territory, jurisdiction, that we forget that it's the collective that makes the decision. So I'll remember way back when Alex Mooney had the pleasure of meeting Alex Mooney at an event, actually, and really liked him, liked his thinking, and thought, this is somebody, you know, that I can support. Well, he was getting up. They had redistricted, and he was running in that race against Ron Young, was now running against him. And, of course, he went on to lose that race, which was you know, disappointing for those of us who were supporting him. But at the same time, you know, I couldn't vote for him, but I chose to support him financially because I knew that he represented my voice, my ideas, my philosophy, my beliefs in Annapolis. So it's important for us to not just think about our jurisdiction and the where we vote, but to think across the state in a very complex, frankly, comprehensive way. And that makes it more and more incumbent on the voters, you guys, to really be educated about what are the issues and what are the people who will stand up for my beliefs. Let's talk Annapolis right now. In Annapolis, that will reflect what I'm concerned about. And that makes it complicated for you guys as a voter. You got to get to know these issues. It's not just the person. You know, the number one reason people vote for somebody's name recognition, and apparently a position on the ballot. Do you know anything about that, Bob? Position on the ballot kind of matters too, I think.
Well, I think there's some folks, the first blush will, you know, basically all the candidates have to be put in alphabetically, and it's known that being at the very top of a particular race does help you just a little bit, because folks will get there. Maybe you're looking at a list of eight people. I know District 8 Republicans are like that. You don't know who actually is running. And some folks, for the heck of it, will just mark the first person.
Yeah, interesting. Well, and so Albert Allen would be a really good candidate.
Yeah. And
maybe I'll change
Zorn,
my name.
But not.
I'm going to change my name to Albert Allen. But at any rate, this idea of bringing integrity, as I've tried to really infuse through this show, is that as leaders, we have to operate with integrity. And part of operating with integrity is not deceiving people. You can't deceive people and operate with integrity. You can't. They can't coexist. You also can't deceive people and get, I think, your best candidate. You'll get the one they want you to have, but you, the voter, won't get your best candidate. So here's the complicated part about this thing. We've got this primary. We've got a two-party system. In the primary, if you are on the ballot and you've got, well, I'm going to use my example because it's a pretty good example. When I ran in 14 for county council at large, I was, Bob, got to call in, instructing Bob. He's in La La Land. We're drinking our coffee. So when I ran in 14, there were eight people on the ballot. Okay. Two slots got through the primary. Those two slots went on to win the election for the county council at large. And, of course, that was Bud Otis and Billy Shreve. Now, I was up against a sitting commissioner and a congressman's former chief of staff. Pretty good roster, right? And there were some really great folks running with me. And, frankly, some of us became friends. And I really appreciated my fellow candidates. So I got through. I mean, I got 5,000 votes. I did not get through. I came in third. People later came up to me and said, well, you know, look, I'm not weighing in on the Billy Shreve, Bud Otis thing. I'm not making a comment about the personalities. What I'm saying right now is what was said to me from a voter standpoint. People said, gosh, I really wish you had gotten through. I said, well, okay, did you vote for me? Because here's the problem. In the primary, name recognition being one, somebody being an incumbent or a sitting commissioner being two, that gives them a bump right there, okay? So you, the voter, if it's not going to be that way and you're not going to be subjected to whose name is most recognized or who's already been in a powerful seat, so they're likely to get through, they're more likely statistically to get through, then you have to really know the candidates and you have to know their issues and you have to know what they stand for. And that's more complicated. So I recommend everybody go on each of the candidates' websites that you're going to be voting for and really get to know them. But you know what? I'd also recommend going and seeing them. I remember when Ami was running, I said, who is this Ami Hober person? I'm going to go see her. I live in northern Frederick County on the east side. She was over on the west side in some little town in some little bar talking to a bunch of folks and doing her stump speech. And I thought, well, okay, I'll see if I can find it. Thank God for GPS. I found the place. I walked in. There she is talking. And I thought, this woman's amazing. But it wasn't until I made all that happen and I got to see her and hear her and shake her hand and look her in the eyeballs did I realize this was somebody I believed in. Okay. So all that being said, we're going to take a break. I want to chat with Senator Huff right quick. So welcome to the call. Welcome to the show. Good morning, hey, Senator Huff. How are you?
Good.
Good to have you with us.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Yeah. And I thought you've always been very generous to come onto the show and kind of give us your insights. And given some of the stuff that's been happening recently, I thought we'd get your view on this. And I don't know how much you heard of my preamble about this, but, you know, this idea that apparently there's a mailing going out. And listen, I'm not going to weigh in on the politics party side, like one is better than the other. I'm more interested in the integrity of it. And practices and being ethical in the way that we campaign so that the voters aren't manipulated. Okay, so that's really where I'm coming from on this. And so apparently the Democratic Party sent out listen, voters, you can see who's funding every piece. They have to put it on there so that you know from whom it's being sent. Okay, and who it's authorized by. So apparently the Democrats sent something. Was it about you, Senator Huff?
No, not about me.
There was one, I think it's about Billy Shreve and Trump against Craig Giangrande. So I think that's for sure. And it's funded by the Democrats going to the Republicans. So they sent it to Republican voters, funded by the Democrats. What? That's crazy talk.
Yeah, so I'll be real blunt and straight to explain to people, what's going on. So it's a very common practice now in the last couple of years for the opposing party to get involved in the other side's primary. So some people may remember Todd Akin and Claire McCaskill as an example. Claire McCaskill is a Democrat senator from Missouri. Missouri is a red state. She was up for re-election. And the way that she could survive was she looked at the primary and figured out who was the weakest Republican. There were multiple people running. And she started running ads on behalf of Todd Akin. And Todd Akin saying, Todd Akin is so conservative. He's too pro-life. He is too much anti-tax. And Republicans are getting that stuff. They're going, well, we're pro-life. We're anti-tax.
We like him.
Todd Akin.
Yeah, we like him.
We're going to vote for Todd Akin. And what happened? Todd Akin scraped through that primary. And what happened? He was a complete disaster. Claire McCaskill skated to re-election. So taking us fast forward to where we are today and knowing that this is happening all over the country, both sides do it. It's not been done by the Maryland Republicans at this point. The Democrats are now doing this. So they look at this race, Senate District 3, with Ron Young as the incumbent. Ron Young has won twice by 2 percentage points. Democrats know that Republicans are targeting 5 Senate seats. If Maryland Republicans pick up 5 Senate seats, we can sustain Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes. We can filibuster. It would be groundbreaking change for this state. Night and day difference from what you have now till then. Democrats are desperate to keep Ron Young there, desperate not to let us get 5. So what do? They see a race between Craig Giugrande, successful businessman, a guy who's likable, a guy who's put money into his campaign, who's knocking on doors, working his tail off, doing all the things right. On the other hand, you got a guy who has a history of outlandish behavior, very high negatives in Billy Shreve, no money, no campaign, no nothing. So what they're doing is they are sending mail pieces. The Democrat Senate Caucus Committee, that's who the authority line is, that's Senate President Mike Miller, Ron Young, all the Democrats. They're sending mail pieces to Republican primary voters to say, Billy Shreve is just like Donald Trump. He's Donald Trump's best friend. He'll be just like Donald Trump in Annapolis. Republican primary voters, like me and others, we like Trump. When we get those mailings, we think, if I like Trump, I like Billy Shreve. The right. Democrats are going to drop about $50,000 into this primary on behalf of Billy Shreve. And the part that really is outrageous, Billy Shreve went on a radio show and laughed about it and said, I share a lot of common interests with them. I like these guys. He thinks it's great. To me, I find it totally outrageous, and it would be very destructive, quite frankly, if they're allowed to get away with this, and it works.
And so there's so much in what you've said, and thank you for that clear picture and understanding. That was excellent. I think that back to this idea of, well, Billy Shreve associating with Trump, that's fine. The only problem is he doesn't have a snowball's chance in that district.
He doesn't have a snowball's chance, but the mailings that are him and Trump are paid for by the Democrats.
I know, I get that. So they're going to choose.
Billy Shreve is running no campaign. Mike Miller, the Senate president, is running Billy Shreve's campaign. That should be, if you're a Republican primary voter, that's all you should need to know, is that Mike Miller, Ron Young, and the Democrats want you to vote for Shreve because it reelects Ron Young.
Yep. If Ron makes it through the primary. If he doesn't, it will surely reelect one of the Democrats. It will surely reelect one of the Democrats. I'd rather have Craig run against Ron, because I think Craig can win Ron. So there's no bones about it. I'm endorsing Craig Giugrande. I think he's an amazing guy. But you know, as you know, this idea too of operating with integrity. If we allow ourselves to be manipulated in the way that you just clearly outlined, what kind of leadership are we putting in Annapolis?
Well, it's very confusing for voters, too, because voters don't know to look at the authority line of who paid for something. I know I was out yesterday talking to voters, and someone has been pulling out of their mailbox. And people are busy. They lead normal lives. They're not eating and breathing this kind of stuff. And so they just pull out a mail. You know, they might be getting home, got kids. You know, like when I get home, we got 3 kids. Kids are running around, your dogs, you know, groceries, and you're pulling mail out, and you just have to see a mail piece with Billy Shreve and Donald Trump, and you go, I like Trump. I should vote for him. You're not going to take the time to read the who did the authority line and all that. So basically, that's why people like myself, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, Delegate Bill Folden, you've got all the Republicans now who are rallying behind Craig, because we know that these tactics are, they work. They quite frankly work. And so it's incumbent on us to beat them back and beat back Mike Miller and the Democrats so they don't get Billy Shreve through this primary. And you're going to see a lot of uniting around Craig Giugrande. He has a major endorsement he's going to be announcing tonight. He's got some major Republican endorsements that are coming next week. So we're not going to take this lying down. You're going to see a lot of fight from the Craig Giugrande campaign and everybody next week. And, you know, I've been supporting him and more on the sidelines, but this is so outrageous to see Mike Miller and the Democrats coming in and trying to do this in the primary and trick Republican voters. That's why I was so glad to call on your show and talk to everywhere, because I want people to know what's going on. Because once they find out and once they know and understand it, they go, oh, forget it. If the Democrats want Billy Shreve, then I'm for Craig Giugrande.
And I want to say something. You know, I've had, you know, not everybody loves me. I'll put it that way.
I know the feeling.
But it's mostly because I say what I think and people don't necessarily like what I think. But I can't worry about that. You know, I have to speak my heart and my what's true for me. But, you know, when it comes to this particular race, it's a tell us about the Democratic population in this district that Craig is running in.
So it's a district that leans Democrat, just so people understand. I mean, Larry Hogan was able to win it. But for president, for example, Barack Obama has carried this district. Hillary Clinton carries this district. In the presidential races, it goes Democrat. We've had people like Bob Ehrlich and Larry Hogan, those types, that have been able to win it. So it is definitely a more Democrat-leaning district. It just is. But because of Senator Young being so far to the left, and really far to the left, like Montgomery County out there, and I'll just leave it at that because I don't like to.
Well, let me say something because I feel strongly about this. Close. It was the one who put forward the bill for sanctuary state. So say no more.
Yeah. So because of his vote record, and then, you know, it's close. I mean, he's won by less than 2 percentage points every time. Larry Hogan will win this district. So it is one that a Republican can win, but it's a challenge. You have to run. You have to have a very strong candidate run an almost near perfect campaign to be able to do it. And so, you know, too, typically you only have Mike Miller come in and the Democrats and drop money against you when you get to the general. And once you get to the general, it's going to be like a bus hits you. Except for if they win now, what they're doing is if they can get Billy Shreve now, Ron Young can go take a vacation in November, and they can take their $250,000 that they were going to spend here and just attack another Republican like in Baltimore County or the Eastern Shore to save another seat. So not only would, for our drive for five, for the five seats we need and the ones I told you about, the sustain and filibuster vetoes, there are six targets. We would, if Shreve gets through this primary, we lose this one, and I would say 99% chance. And then they can go after our other ones and maybe knock one of those out too. So it's just huge, totally huge.
We call that a twofer.
Yeah.
They get a twofer. All right, listen, we have to go to a break for news and weather. We've got Jim on the line. We'll take him when we come back. Mike, can you stay on the line and we'll continue the conversation, or do you need to go?
Nope, glad to stay.
Okay, thanks. Hold on. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for news and weather. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Xerox Complete Document Solutions, Sweeties on the Creek, Bay Runner Shuttle, Dr. Taj Karimi, a phenomenal urologist, and we'll be right back. Guy. Welcome back to Success Happens. This is Jennifer Charlton. It's so great to be with you guys today. And as we're preparing to make some really, really important decisions for our leadership here in Maryland and in our jurisdictions, in our municipalities, in our counties, you know, we want to make good choices. And we want to make choices that are not based on deception, manipulation, and nastiness. So we as voters need to say enough. And I don't know, is that, you know, I was thinking about this as a marketing person in business, okay? Would I use, if I sell, I don't know, Burger King, would I go after making McDonald's really look bad or do something about McDonald's to pump me up? No. I got to tell my story about why I am the best burger in town. So why on earth would we as voters accept people who are tearing down another candidate as our best choice, as opposed to tell me why I should choose you? Okay, on that note, we've got a call from Jim. Jim, welcome to Success Happens.
Yes, good morning. I was listening to you folks talk this morning while I was out walking the dog, and I had a question for the senator. Is I don't want to waste my vote, you know, coming up this election, and I had typically been a Shreve supporter, And I just wonder, how can you be sure that this information is coming from the Capitol, that's not like a double cross? You know, are we thinking really what we should be thinking, or are they trying to just maybe get us to go along with what you had described this morning about them wanting to get Shreve in, you know, just so they can beat him? So it's so hard to really get accurate information these days. I mean, everybody is always trying to manipulate us. So I just wanted to hear what the senator's feedback was on that.
Jim, that is such a great question. Before, Mike, you respond, this is my point. And I so appreciate you saying this and calling in, because that's been the whole issue. We're relying on misinformation. Mike, what would you like to say about that?
So if you look at the last piece, they've dropped two pieces now. The last piece was literally, I could not have done a better pro Billy Shreve mail piece. He probably couldn't even done a better pro Billy Shreve mail piece than they did for him. And it's their authority line on it. So it's clear he's not running any campaign. He hasn't done any mail. He hasn't raised any money. So they are doing it on his behalf, because they're not going to spend money unless they think they have a chance to win out here. And they just figure, and it's a strategically smart on their behalf, because they could spend maybe $50,000 now, and they don't have to spend $250,000 to defeat a strong Republican like Craig Giangrande. So that's what they're looking at. That's the play. And I've seen all the polling. We've done polling and things on our side, so I understand, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Jim, do you have your response?
No, I guess no response. It's just that it's hard for us out here really to know what the truth is. You know, for all we know, that their campaign may work and Shreve may get more votes than otherwise. And then I guess I would think he could possibly win over Young. But then, you know, what the senator's saying is it's just not going to be possible.
He can't beat Ron Young or a Democrat. He will lose in a Democratic jurisdiction. There's no way he can win that jurisdiction. It's not going to happen. So, and they know that. So the best thing to do is to get Billy Shreve on that ticket. Now, I will say this, and anybody who's been playing in GOP politics knows this probably. You know, I ran against Billy. So, you know, there's probably no love lost between Billy and I. It's not personal. It's just I don't care for his leadership style. But the other thing is, when you are ultra conservative, you can't win a moderate district. Why the governor won that is that the people who live in the middle, your independents, your Democrats who are soft Democrats, or your soft Republicans, not your hard left and your hard right, support him. So you got to find a candidate who can speak into their listening, who can reach those people where they live and where they work, in their brain, in their mindset. And if you come in hard right, you can't win what I'll call a soft left jurisdiction. Okay, Mike, any thoughts? Thank you, Jim, for your call. Anybody else anybody else who wants to call in 301-694-9363. Okay, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not so much even your voting record. It's your, because Craig is conservative as well. Craig is a conservative. He's endorsed by Maryland Right to Life. He signed the No New Tax Pledge. He's the life member of the National Rifle Association. So Craig is a thing, but a lot of it is style too as well. And if you look at Shreve's style, look at the county government. It's an embarrassment. I know a lot of Republicans, myself included, are embarrassed by somebody as a county councilman who's abstained over 100 times on votes. I'm a senator. I don't abstain. I vote yay or nay, yes or no on votes. I don't play games. I don't think it's a joke. But you look down there, it is ineffective. Republicans are in the minority right now in county government. It is an ineffective, weak, inept county Republican minority in that county government. That is not what we need in Annapolis. I need somebody like Craig Giangrande, who's a successful businessman, can bring that experience to Annapolis, former police officer. We badly need law enforcement, those folks down there. We need people that will be conservative, but will not embarrass us. And that is what Craig will bring to the table that Shreve cannot bring to the table. And Craig will actually run a campaign. See, the other problem that Billy Shreve has is Blaine Young isn't here to carry him like a sack of potatoes this time. The only way that you lost was because Blaine did all the work. So that's not happening this time. Billy doesn't have any campaign. He's got nothing going but what Mike Miller and the Democrats are doing on his behalf. So So we need somebody that will actually campaign, can actually present themselves in a respectable manner, and can be conservative, but can give a message to Democrats, independents, everyone that they'll accept, appeal to the Ronald Reagan Democrats and stuff. Craig's the only guy that can do that.
Yeah, I think Craig is one of those guys who can also really appeal to Democrats who are, like I say, you know, business-minded, who understand that fiscal responsibility is important. But, you know, when you're a businessman or woman, you know, when we run businesses, we understand a couple of basic principles, right? One is you got to check your expenses. You got to be able to pay your bills. And the second thing is sometimes you got to invest money to make money. And, you know, if you bring those basic common sense principles to leadership in government, you can manage through all of the many, many, frankly, requirements. You know, I look at social services. People are always, you know what I say to people, Mike, and you'll appreciate this. You know, I talked to a friend of mine at work who's a Democrat, and I said to her, you know, I said, you know what, we can always agree on one thing. She said, what? I said, we will never have enough money. We will never have enough money to serve all the needs of the people because they are so great. You know, but we can do the very, very best we can with as little, you know, with what we have. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, in Annapolis, there's two things that I think Craig Giugrande can really bring to the table. One, having real-world experience as somebody that's actually built something, is been successful in business, that he knows, you know, how all these regulations and different things are affecting and, you know, the job market in Frederick County and in the state. And in law enforcement, his experience and background there would be invaluable, especially now with police under so much attack still in Annapolis. It's an issue. And finally, there's a part of it. In order for me to be successful in anything, I have to bring over Democrats to vote with me in Annapolis on issues. So, for example, when we wanted to provide school security in our schools, you know, make sure we had a school resource officer or adequate police coverage, I had to offer an amendment on a bill that Democrats had, and the Democrat leadership resisted it. And I had to get up and be able to make an argument that enough Democrats said, that's common sense what he's offering. You know, Mike, we know Mike's conservative, we disagree on issues, but he's thoughtful, he's doing this for the right reasons, and we're going to vote for it. And I got it through with one vote. So that's kind of the wins that Republicans, we can get down there, even in the minority.
But you can't be, but I think what your point is, you can't be divisive. You can't be nasty. You can't abstain. You actually have to get the work done.
Exactly. And you look at, track records matter. And when you look at the county government right now, and you look at what's happened there, I mean, it's embarrassing. It is literally embarrassing. I know a lot of Republicans are embarrassed by the sort of Shreve antics that we've had to endure for the last 4 years. That he may think it's funny, but I don't think it's funny. I see it as losing. We are losing. We are not getting things done. We are not an effective. I've been in the minority, unfortunately, my whole career in the Maryland House and Maryland Senate. And so there is a way to be effective, though, that driving our conservative agenda and winning and doing things and abstaining over 100 times and playing games and being a jokester, that's not what we need. That's not going to get elected. So let's be serious about this, and that's why Craig Giugrande is the clear choice in this primary. I mean, you know, it's awkward even for me to wade in so deep into a primary next door to mine, but because my life in Annapolis is so affected by having another Republican senator that we can sustain vetoes and filibuster, that's why I care so deeply about this race, and I'm so outraged that Mike Miller and the Democrats are coming in, spending money, and trying to trick Republican voters to support Billy Shreve.
Yeah, so we as Republican voters have to be thoughtful. I want to say one more thing about the, and I'm going to go on the record right now, and I've said it to people privately, but I'm going to say it on air. We have a dysfunctional GOP up here. And it's annoying because, to Jim's point, how do they wade through as voters all of the muck? Because we are dysfunctional up here. And until we as a group of people who are committed to certain ideologies come together and agree to disagree, Mike, you and I don't always agree, We agree on most things, as you said, right? But not on everything.
Yep.
And you know what? I don't agree with everything with my husband. So it's okay that we don't always agree. What doesn't work is the divided party. It doesn't work. It's like a divided family. You can't operate with love and respect and honor and trust and integrity with a division. And so, you know, to your point, laughing about this, it's no laughing matter. There's a lot at stake here. And being somebody, and I will tell you, you know, that's emotional for me, is that being somebody who is fighting every day to give people, like yesterday was World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. So if anybody didn't know that, June 15th around the world is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And we had an amazing event where we honor the wisdom and all that seniors have given us through their lifetime. And here they are in their later years, and they're being taken advantage of. They're being exploited. They're being abused and neglected. And it's up to us to fight that fight for them. So we need people who are taking these roles very seriously, because there are lives at stake. So it is no laughing matter. So on that matter, I'm going to take a quick break for our sponsors and thank them for their support, and we'll be right back.
When you run a business, a lot of things can get in the way of what it is you set out to do. Replacing the couch in the lobby, finding a great deal on coffee creamers, managing all your office printing. Whoa, hold on. We can help you there. Whether you need a new multifunction printer, supplies, or some simple advice on lowering your printing cost, your local Xerox authorized sales agent can help. And we're located right in your backyard.
Visit Xerox Complete Document Solutions online at cdsxrx.com or give them a call at 301-825-9220.
When was the last time you had fresh, homemade ice cream? Sweeties on the Creek is making ice cream. We invite you to stop in and taste test our fresh-made ice cream right in the store. Or enjoy our selection of Gifford sorbets, frozen yogurts, or creamy shakes and sundaes with a great cup of coffee. Choose gifts for your favorite someone from our collection of candy sweets, treats, fashion finds for the gals, and Disney products for kids young and old. Stop in for a dessert after your next visit downtown. It's Sweeties on the Creek, just up from Market Street.
Did you know that Bayrunner Shuttle now offers even more affordable rates from Frederick to BWI, Amtrak, or the Greyhound Bus Depot? One passenger, one way, is just $46, plus a second person can ride free. That's buy one, get one. And Bayrunner Shuttle offers 8 daily round trips from Frederick.
I'd like a stress-free way to get to BWI and avoid the hassle and expense of airport parking.
Why fight the traffic? Parking is free at Bayrunner, and they'll even help me with my luggage and drop me off right at my airline.
Bayrunner Shuttle Service. For schedules, rates, and reservations, visit bayrunners.com. That's bayrunners.com.
Guys, if you want to live without ED, then it's important you learn about penile implants. Here's Dr. Tosh Karimi.
If pills and injections haven't solved your difficulties in the bedroom, I want to tell you about a permanent solution from AMS Men's Health. It's a surgical implant that's completely undetectable and doesn't affect sensation.
The Penile Implant Institute of Greater Washington is a world-class destination for sexual medicine and urology for this minimally invasive surgery. To learn more, go online. It's penileimplantdc.com. That's penileimplantdc.com.
Welcome back to Success Happens. First of all, I do want to thank our sponsors, Xerox Complete Document Solutions, Sweeties on the Creek. We're scooping out. We're making ice cream now. It's delicious. And also Bayrunner Shuttle, Dr. Tosh Karimi. We couldn't do this show without the support of these important businesses. And so thank you so much for your support. Senator Huff, I wanted to bring you back. And I was just, you know, thinking further about this whole manipulation piece. Are you there?
Yeah.
So I think that we as voters, and I really appreciate Jim calling in. That just was so perfect, because I think it does matter to the voters. How do you suggest, you know, we're going to cover it on this show. I'm going to have Anita Stupp on next week. Okay. And I've reached out to a couple other people to talk about ethics and politics. Okay. So I really, really appreciate you making yourself available this Saturday morning away from your family to be with us and talk about this. How do you suggest we tackle this? Because, I want to say one thing. I appreciate anybody who runs for office. Okay. Left, right, or center. I appreciate appreciate what it takes to run for office. And I also appreciate leadership when people bring it forward to make a difference. And people are committed. And I know that Billy Shreve is committed to what he's, you know, doing. But how do we as voters go about educating? I mean, obviously go to the websites. What do you suggest? What are our options to get this sorted out? Because I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right here. I knew Craig Giangrande was running way before Shreve announced. And what I want to make sure is, you know, that people understand that, you know, Craig is the one who can win this thing. I don't know why Billy got in it in the first place, because he knows that district is not going to choose him. I mean, he knows that. He's been heavy against Democrats. Why would Democrats vote for him? He can't be somebody who brings people together in the middle. He's divisive. So he should never, in my view, have gotten in that race. He should have let Craig run it. But we are where we are. Now what do we do?
So there's two things. One is to bring up on a prior point before your break about the party being divided in the county. I've never seen the party uniting so quickly, and people that don't like each other or fight with each other, different things, uniting so much around one person. That's around Craig. Because Republican elected officials, people like me, Delegate Bill Folden, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, and like I said, there's going to be a major endorsement announced tonight, major. There's going to be more coming. You're going to see Republicans are uniting because they know the track records, and that's what voters need to know. Not what I say, what have I done? Because politicians will say things and not follow up and not do them. Look at the track records. Craig Giangrande has successfully built a business. He knows how to balance his books. He knows how to be profitable. He knows how to do those things. He's given into the community. He's a law enforcement. He's put service before self. He is a conservative. The Farm Bureau, Maryland Right to Life, the groups that look at these things have said, this is the guy. On the other hand, you have somebody with another track record, a track record of not voting yay or nay, but abstaining over 100 times. Over 100 times he was asked to vote yay or nay on a bill, and he abstained. That is not funny, and it's outlandish. And his behavior is divisive. But here's the last thing to know. If you really don't know how to vote, watch these mailings in the next couple weeks. The Democrat Senate Caucus Committee, which is Mike Miller, who is pro-sanctuary state, pro-tax increase, pro him and that Democrat caucus down there who are sending these mailings on behalf of Shreve, that's really what people need to know. Mike Miller and the Senate Democrats in Maryland want you to vote for Billy Shreve. If I say nothing else, that should tell you what you should do.
All right. And I think if I were getting mailings from, and I'm, you know, I'm registered Republican, so if I were getting mailings from the Democrats, I think, you know, why is that?
And the leadership, I should say one more thing. I forgot to say, yeah. The leadership in Annapolis, the Republican leaders, have both endorsed Craig Giangrande.
Yeah.
They look at it and they say, this is who we need. We need you to pick this guy to get to the primary because we need to win this seat.
Well, and I will tell you this. My son loves Burger King. And of course, Craig owns a bunch of Burger Kings. He's been a very successful franchise owner. And we go to Burger King all the time. I have to tell you, his staff are delightful. And I said to one lady, I said, I know Craig. She says, oh, he's awesome. His staff really like him. And I think the sign of a great leader is when your staff reveres you, because they don't have to. You know, they can withhold kind of the effervescent, bubbly, oh my gosh, he's amazing, to just say, oh yes, he's very nice. And then you kind of know it's kind of a cold response. No, they love him. So, you know, I think that, and I'm sure he has Democrats and Republicans alike working for him. So in business, you have to be somebody who can get along with everybody. You know, you can't be that divisive, nasty way for long. It doesn't work. And clients don't like it, and customers don't like it, and we feel it. So you have to create a positive atmosphere and be innovative and creative. And so anyway, I'm a huge fan, and I think everything that we've said today is just so very important. So at the end of the day, what we want to do is bring integrity back to this process of voting for our leadership. so that we're making clear, precise choices. Not because we know someone's name the most, but because we know their integrity the most. We know their character. We know their record. We know what they will do for us. And, you know, I have to say this whole thing about abstaining, which is just shocking to me. If we're paying somebody to do a job, and by the way, these, you know, county council people get paid, do your damn job. Vote. That's your job. You're supposed to vote on the issues.
In the job he's running for, there's a green button and a red button. You either hit the green button or you hit the red button. You don't get to think. And I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's a joke. He thinks it's funny, or maybe he thinks it's some sort of weird political protest. But I know that people pay me, taxpayers, and they expect me to vote on their behalf. That is the whole point of me being a state senator, is to vote on behalf of the citizens that I represent. And sometimes votes are tough. You know, sometimes there is no, if I vote green, you make one group mad. If you vote red, you make the other group mad. Sometimes, and I have to just do what I think is right. There's a lot of tough votes down there that we have to cast. But what I don't do is I don't abstain. I do my job, and I do what I'm paid to do. And that is the number one thing you expect of your senators before it's putting in a bill or offering an amendment. Our number one most important job is to vote yay or nay. And on that simple measure, the simplest of all measures, Billy Shreve has completely failed his constituents by abstaining over 100 times in the last 4 years, failing to vote yay or nay. Quite frankly, voters should probably ask for a refund for his salary for all his abstention. That's how outrageous it is.
It is outrageous. It is outrageous. And the other thing about abstaining, I mean, abstaining is normally because you don't have enough information or, you know, you have a conflict of interest on something. And that's a rare occasion. It's not the norm.
Exactly. In fact, in Annapolis, the only thing you can do is hit excused. And when you do that, you have to file with ethics why you excused yourself. It's actually in the rule book. But if you are present and in your seat, you must vote yay or nay.
Well, they should modify. They should probably modify the charter to accommodate some of these changes, because that's ridiculous. I agree with you. Mike, we're at the top of the hour. I thank you so very much, because I think you've really brought clarity to the issue. And I invite people to go on my Facebook page, Success Happens, and give me your ideas about what you've heard today. And we need to start the dialogue. So where else could people go, Mike, to talk about this and get the dialogue going so we disrupt this nonsense?
Well, here's the thing I would say. Look at trusted sources. I actually think don't go to people's websites, to be honest. I mean, come on, people just say what they want to say. Look at trusted sources, people that you know and trust. Do you trust Sheriff Chuck Jenkins? Do you trust your delegate, your run Republican delegate in 3B, Delegate Bill Folden?
And they're all endorsing Craig Giangrande.
Trust what I've said. Do you trust what the Farm Bureau has said? Do you trust what the Republican Senate leader and minority whip in Annapolis have said?
Yep. Okay.
Do you trust what the groups have said? And if you do, vote Craig Giangrande. It's the clear choice for Senate on June 26th.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Senator Huff, you're the best. Have a wonderful weekend with your family. Everyone, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thanks to our sponsors. We'll see you next week.